This week's Torah reading is called Vayelech, which means, and he went. The basic story is that God told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, you're going to pass away, and you're not going to bring in the Jewish people into the land of Israel, so pass your leadership to Yeshua. And Moshe effectively passes his leadership to Yeshua, and then God gives him a warning to Moshe and tells him, look, I know that in the future these people are going to go away from the path of Torah, mitzvahs, godliness, and so on. I know this is going to happen. And I want you to write down a whole song, which is next week's reading, Ha'azinu, warning them. And the song should be a witness that I warned them. Now, in between the words of this warning that God gives Moshe Rabbeinu, there's one verse that brings a very interesting idea regarding how do we look at ourselves and how do we look at other people. And this teaching is basically brought down in two ways. It's brought down in the name of the Baal Shem Tov regarding a different story on the Torah, and it's brought down in the name of the Mittler Rebbe, second Hasidic Chabad Rebbe, his name was Doiber, regarding the verse in this week. The Torah says like this, basically. God told Moshe, look, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to pass away, you're going to go back to your parents, and these people are going to stand up, and they're going to go after the gods of the other peoples, that they're going into their land and so on to conquer it, and they're not going to keep my covenant. And I'm going to be angry at them, and I'm going to leave them away, abandon them, and all kinds of bad things are going to happen to them because I abandon them. And they will say, and this is the important part, isn't it because God is not inside of me that these things happen to me? And then Torah continues talking and saying, I'm going to hide myself from them until they find me and they tshuva and they repent and so on. Very nice. Okay. But the point is, aren't they going to say that because God is not inside of me, all these bad things happen to me? The simple explanation is, yeah, people didn't feel godliness. People didn't feel that they had a connection to God because they left God. They abandoned God, and therefore God said, look, you abandon me, I'll abandon you. It's just like a mirror. The closest you go to you get to the mirror, the closest the person being reflected in the mirror is getting closer to you. And the further you go from the mirror, the further the person in being reflected in the mirror is going from you. That means your relationship to God actually depends on you. The closer you get to him, he's going closer to you. The further you get from him, so he's going further from you. This is basically the idea that the Torah is sharing over here.
There's a very deep idea in this verse that relates to how a person looks at himself and looks at others. Now, since the general nature of a person is to love themselves, we don't see bad within ourselves. We don't see the evil parts we have because we always have excuses, and it was okay, it's not so bad, and so on. If we see the bad in somebody else, it's a terrible thing. But within ourselves, even the same behavior is not so terrible. And therefore, God has to find a way, so to speak, to show us our own bad behaviors, our own bad qualities, in a way that we can really realize that we have that inside of us also. In such a way that, again, the Baal Shem Tov, founder of the Hasidic movement, or the Mittler Rebbe, the Second Rebbe Chabad, they explain that when a person sees something bad on somebody else, that's a proof that you have that bad within yourself. You would not be able to see this within yourself unless you work on this and unless you really look on this and so on. But in a general nature of a person, you would only see the bad in somebody else. So that's a proof that you have this bad thing also. If you see the bad on somebody else and you want to help them, that's not a proof that you have the bad qualities. But if you just see the bad and start talking about it and say, hey, yeah, look at this guy, I'm not like this, that's a proof that you have it inside. How do we see this in the verse? Because the verse says, again, aren't they going to say, because God is not inside of me, these bad things happen to me. Because a person does not feel godliness. Because a person is not sensitive to his own work, he's not taking care of himself in his personal growth. That's what it means. Ein Elokai Berkibe, says the verse. God is not inside of me, then I have these bad things within me. That means the bad things that I see on somebody else, since I'm not able to see them inside of me, they find me, so to speak, in the words of the verse, by me looking at somebody else, because I don't have enough godliness inside of me. That doesn't mean that there are different levels of godliness. The question is, how much do you feel it? How much did you work on yourself in order to be able to feel the godliness that you already have within yourself? But since a person doesn't work on yourself and so on, so you don't see the godliness inside yourself, so therefore you don't see the bad things within yourself unless you see them on somebody else. That means that the way we should look at ourselves is in a way that we have to find the truth, so to speak, within ourselves. Where's the godliness within ourselves? And as soon as we find the godliness, we start seeing all the things that are not so nice within ourselves. And we have to be honest with ourselves in order to work with those things that we find. And regarding how we look at other people, when we see bad things on other people, we don't have to just go around and talking about the bad things of somebody else. Rather, we have to find a way to help them. So when we have the proper perspective, that we see somebody else doing something not proper and so on, if the proper perspective is that you want to help them, that's not a proof that you have it within yourself. Otherwise, you should actually, as soon as you see somebody else doing something and so on, you should look at yourself and ask yourself, where is this inside of me?